Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
All right, what's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog here with you on MSL Radio. Of course, I'm here also with Casey Wallach. Casey, how are you today?
Pretty good. It was an interesting night last night.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to that in just a second. I'll first bring up Cavs won. Cavs the Eastern champs. Going to the finals. Let's go. But there was fire. Like Casey said, there was fire last night on Twitter after the game. And it wasn't even between the Cavs fans and the Hawks fans. It was between the Cavs fans and the Heat fans. And I just don't understand why the Heat are still thinking that they are, like, that LeBron, they must think that LeBron's still in Miami or something, because all they do is talk about him for some odd reason. Casey, what did you hear last night from these Heat and Cavs fans?
Well, first, you know, it almost, like, came in waves. Like, Heat Twitter kind of just set off last night after the game, and there was a lot of it, and it was, you know, a lot of petty things, and but not as nasty as what happened next, which was Cavs Twitter just coming in and just blowing up, and just, I mean, the things being said were just delusional, and you know, there's comments that are, you know, racially, and I'll let you explain that one a little bit more. And there's just, I mean, it was so classless, and it was just how can you just win the Eastern Conference Finals and this is that what you're going to talk about, really?
Yeah, for
I mean,
I guess
you guys won.
Right. There's actually one tweet that you and I both saw. I think everybody saw now, from this guy's name, Adam Fike. F-E-I-C-C-H, I don't know how to say it, I don't care. He tweeted, quote, "I feel bad for #HeatNation. Once the grass stops growing, none of these Mexicans will be able to afford their phone plan to hate on the Cavs." And
yeah,
all of my Twitter followers went off, "How is this guy going to pull the race card?" And everyone was like, you know, you're messed up, man. You know, basically, he just ripped the whole city of Miami, calling them all Mexicans. And everyone got really pissed at that. And then this tweet actually became famous. It reached out, caught the attention of, I think it's Jorge or George, I'm not sure how you say it.
He goes by both. I'm sorry, both.
Was he?
He goes by both. He doesn't care if you call him Jorge or George. I mean.
Okay. All right, so Jorge Sanando of ESPN. And he quote-tweeted this tweet from this guy. He said, #, stay classy, Cleveland. Unbelievable. Now this guy is such a, you know, he's a wimp now, I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else on radio. He protected his tweets because he knows if people start following him at a random, they're going to bash him so hard for what he said last night about just South Florida in general, not even the Heat Nation, South Florida in general. He called them all Mexicans. And that it comes from the fact that the state of Florida was founded by Spanish people, not in specific, but just Spanish people. This guy's a terrible guy. I hope that Twitter finds this tweet and gets him off of the social media site, because people like him, we don't need him. People like him.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, these people are so ignorant, and, like, all they care about is just hating on people from their basement or whatever, you know. I don't understand how people, you know, all these, you know, the trolls on Twitter, wherever you want to call them. I mean, how is that fulfilling in life for you to do that?
Yeah, Darren Williamson, our radio director, just texted me. I thought sports were fun. Yeah, sports are fun. And that's what I'm getting to right. I'm going to get to that next. Anna Harford, I think that's her other name. Anna Harford was, I think she's a Cavs fan. I'm not too sure. This girl.
She's the sister of Al Horford from the Hawks.
Oh, she's the sister of Al Horford. Okay.
Yeah.
No wonder she's Twitter famous. Anyway, so yeah, Al Horford got injured against the Cavs. She's a Hawks fan, so I'm going to go with that. And she got a lot of death threats. She even took pictures of all these death threats from Cavs fans. And I'm just like, how dare you people? And I ripped the city of Cleveland myself. I was like, this is when you know that you fans of Cleveland need to stop watching sports. And to be honest, once the Cavs lose the NBA Finals to the Warriors, there's not going to be any more sports in Cleveland. And that goes for the Indians, because the Indians suck. Not like the Brewers and the Mets and the Yankees. And then the Browns. Casey, actually, did you get any fire from these Cavs fans, people from Cleveland at all?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I don't know how they, you know, found me, whatever. I mean, I did send out some tweets last night with, you know, responding to some of the stuff that Andrew Powell said. Just because, I mean, I was, you know, just legitimately outraged at just how, like, they were just spitting this vile and vitriol stuff at anybody who said anything against them. So, this morning I woke up and in my mentions was someone saying that I should get a deli stick to my cheese head, and whatever that, you know, means or kind of tones, you can, you know, figure that out on your own. But, and then somebody accused me of being a Yankees fan because I'm a Heat fan from Wisconsin. I mean, I really don't know you Cleveland fans.
That is ridiculous. The city of Cleveland, you are ridiculous, and you need to shut your mouth already, because, and I'm going to go football right now. Casey lives in Wisconsin, home of the Packers. She's a Packer fan. And I remember all these Packer games against the Browns. Doesn't matter where it's played, Cleveland, Green Bay, I don't care where it played. The Browns got destroyed by the Packers. Destroyed. And you want to talk smack about this girl from Wisconsin, a Packer fan, whose team is obviously better than yours, because her team has 3 titles, your team has nothing. Hasn't had anything since 1962. So you should all go to hell home, shut the hell up. Because you got nothing anyway.
That's the end of my
for Cleveland. City of Cleveland, that's what I said. I need to bring out of them.
I mean, And what I hate is that it takes away from, you know, wanting to be happy for LeBron and, you know, his success and everything, and the team's success. I mean, because he, you know, did it with, you know, a hobbled team and everything. And, you know, you want to enjoy that part of it. You know, you want to, because, I mean, yes, LeBron left Miami. You know, it's been almost a year now. You know, I'm over it, but I still respect him as a player most of the time. But I just hate that the way these fans are behaving is, like, detracting from, you know, the whole experience of it. So that's it.
Yeah, I think I believe that the Heat on Twitter started last night when, I don't know which team, which fan's base it was, but one of them was talking about how when LeBron left for Miami, the team of the city of Cleveland started burning his jersey. Now they're praising him. I think that's probably somewhere where it started. I do not know. But, yeah, there was a lot of fun last night. Unfortunately, Adam, whatever his last name is, has perfected his tweet, so you can't, you know what, you can see his one tweet that made him Twitter famous for the wrong reasons, is you can follow at Jorge Sinando ESPN.
At Sinando ESPN. It's his Twitter handle if you want to follow him.
Right. But I just found it so amazing that this guy, this nobody, he got ESPN's attention for the wrong reasons. So he basically just effed himself over by, you know, doing what he did, calling everybody in South Florida Mexicans. He took it too far. He needs to stop watching sports because he takes sports a little too serious, if you ask me.
Yeah, that guy needs help.
He's something, all right. But yeah, but you know, the only person we can't respect in the city of Cleveland, LeBron James. He got to the NBA Finals. Way to go. 5th straight year. Woo! Of course, I could care less about the Cavs. I'm going for the Warriors. We'll hope they win game 5 tonight. In other news, what else do we have? What else do we have, Casey? You have?
Let's see. Adrian Peterson, I know there was some Coach Mike Zimmer today spoke up because Peterson hasn't shown up for training camp. And he said Adrian Peterson has two choices, either to play for us, meaning the Vikings, or he cannot play and he's not going to play for anyone else. I saw something yesterday where, and I only saw it once, so I didn't necessarily take it as 100% as being, you know, totally the deal, but that he was, Peterson was threatening retiring to try and get out of Minnesota. So that was, I found a little bit interesting because this whole drama keeps going on and on and on. And I mean, if I'm Peterson, I would just want to play football, and you're going to get paid. And if you, and there's financial, I mean, he's not going to get paid if he doesn't show up to training camp. And I think it was like $800,000 a week game salary, you know, if he doesn't show up to the games, that he would lose out on. I mean, if you love the game, just go play it and, you know, deal with it. I know there's issues, you know.
I did see that this morning, that he's not going to report to OTAs because he wants to be traded. And then Mike didn't, like he said, Mike Simmons did say, and I have the quote right here, either he plays for us or he doesn't, but he's not going anywhere. That's just the way it is. Now, I understand why they don't want to trade him. He obviously doesn't want to be there, so why would you keep him? You know, it's retarded. It's stupid. Pardon my language. If I'm Peterson, I'm retiring. AP's going to Dallas, but the only way he's going to do that is if he retires. He needs to retire, unretire, and then they'll make him a free agent so he can sign the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully. You know, that's me. If I'm AP, that's what I'm doing. But anyway, staying out of OTAs for undisclosed reasons. We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Steven Sports Vlog on MSR Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Dan Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine, because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, Miami. Me and Casey are back on MSL Radio, Food and Sports Blog. We're sticking to OTAs, actually, because I'm watching the NFL Network again, like I did yesterday during the show, and there's a lot of news going on with the OTAs, with other different teams. I'll start with the Oakland Raiders. Now, obviously, the Raiders, very irrelevant. Haven't been relevant since 2002 when they went to the Super Bowl, off to the Bucks, but they do have a quarterback. They do, and I'm happy to admit that for the Raiders, that they have a quarterback. His name is Derek Carr. Bad news is he's not participating with the team. He has been taking individual – he's been doing throwing drills by himself, and that is because I think he injured his shoulder last season. But quarterback Christian Ponder, who lost his job to with the Vikings to – what's his name?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Right. Teddy Bridgewater has taken first snaps with the Raiders. Now, Casey, do you know anything about Derek Carr, his shoulder injury?
A little bit. And what I heard last week was that one of the things that's holding him back is that he's got some trouble with his ring finger in his hand, numbness and lack of feeling in that finger. So he's not able to grip the ball, you know, properly, and that's why I believe he's not throwing at OTAs. I'm not sure about the shoulder part, but I do know recently that it has to do with the finger, and I know he's getting treatment for it, but that's probably the extent of what I know about him.
Okay, so he does have a finger injury. I may be wrong about the shoulder. I thought I saw shovel with his throwing shoulder. But do you think that he's going to be ready for week one?
You know, it depends because sometimes the stuff with the fingers, you know, can be pinched nerve and, you know, whatnot. And, you know, if you ever had like trigger finger, you know, where your fingers lock up and stuff, you know, sometimes that requires a minor surgery. And, you know, if that goes to that, I mean, I think he should be fine.
Well, let's hope so, because I don't think the Raiders are going to do good as well with Christian Ponder at the helm than they would with Derek Carr. Switching over now, we're going to go over to the Denver Broncos, because NFL Network said they were going to have a little interview with Peyton Manning, their quarterback at Denver, in a little while. Peyton Manning, I think he's broken the record now. This is his 18th season, more than Brett Favre for any other quarterback, the most of any quarterback in history. Look, obviously, the record for the most seasons played by a player was kicker George Blanda. He played 26 seasons in the 60s and 70s, and I think a little bit the 80s as well. Peyton Manning, he won the Super Bowl. He's broken records. Casey, do you think this is his final season?
He says it's not, and he says he feels great. He says he still feels like a very young 39-year-old, I believe. I could see this being his final season. He's saying now it's not his farewell tour, et cetera. But you know, if the body, you know, starts saying, you know, I'm ready to shut down, you almost, I mean, I want him to play well. I want the best for him because I think he's a classy guy, and a, you know, a real good example of a, you know, legendary quarterback. Just based on what at the end of last season, you know, it could, I mean, it could be his last season. I can't really say for sure.
Okay. Well, I believe he's like 39 years old now. So I think that it's about that time. You know, he's getting pretty old. He says he feels young. That's great. So he could play twice, you know, pretty old, damn old. Who knows how old he'll play to. But I think that he's done enough. I think it's time for him to hang up. That's almost time for the same thing with Tom Brady, and that's where we're going to next. We're going to the Patriots minicamp because NFL Network has always said, they're going to check with Tom Brady later in the day and him with the Patriots during their OTAs. Now, I hate to talk about the Deflategate, but there's still no word on whether or not Brady's coming back week one. Casey, do you think Brady will play week one?
I don't think he will play week one. I know that his appeal has to be heard by Friday, I believe. And there hasn't been any word on if that's going to happen or not. And I think, you know, if anything, his suspension is going to be reduced to 2 games. I don't think it's going to be eradicated completely. And, you know, I think, so, I mean, we're stuck with Jimmy Garoppolo week one is basically what I'm saying there.
Yeah, it's going to disappoint Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger has said it's not going to be the same without Brady there. He wants to play Brady week one. And, yeah, like you said, it's just probably most likely not going to happen, not at least week one. Maybe
right.
Week three. Like you said, maybe week three.
Right. And in my opinion, like last year, the Packers versus the Patriots game was probably my favorite game of the season just because it was, you know, two great quarterbacks playing each other. And, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is a really good quarterback as well. And, you know, the best want to play the best. And so I get where he's coming from when he says that.
Absolutely. And speaking of, I was going to get to this on my last 2 cents, but I'll talk about it right now. I'm watching NFL Network. NFL Classic Games, I said this yesterday, but it's different. This is the 1996 NFC Championship game. It's my Cowboys against Casey's Packers. I like spoiler, but the Cowboys do win this game. And route to winning Super Bowl 30 against Pittsburgh. So if you want to check that out, NFL Network. Right now it's tied at 17, 5 minutes to go until halftime. Anyway, getting back to sports, today's sports, that Darren Williamson has texted me one more. Noah Syndergaard, the pitcher for the New York Mets, has hit a solo home run. And he says, "Let's go Mets." If you want to hear him say that again, check out the Andrew
Let's
Powell
go
show
Mets.
Tonight. That is Darren right there. Check him. You can
Let's
hear him
Mets.
Say that.
Hey, but Casey, I saw that tweet last night where you were saying, like, I would mess up with Ethan Skolnick. Can you elaborate on that? Because I really didn't get it.
Okay, remember that list, and Andrew, back me up on this, that list, that ELO list that you read last week so slowly of the best NBA teams of all time. Okay, I mean, I was just like, I was listening to the show, I'm just like, are you kidding? He's really going to read the whole list? I mean, so I was just saying, Ethan Skolnick is a very respected sports journalist, and he's a cool guy, and I just don't want you bringing that list up with him.
Yeah, I thought we were friends. I was going to bring the list on. I thought we were going to bring the list on, you know, just to see what he thinks about it, but I guess I won't
do it.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you could do a couple little points. I just wouldn't read the whole list to the guy. That's all.
Okay. All right, so Casey tells me not to read this list, and I will not do it. Will not.
Have a good all right. show.
All right.
So like I said, like I was saying before, Darren will not read the list, whatever the list may be. I'm not really paying attention to that, but if you want to hear him say "Let's go Mets" 30 times and hear Darren tell him to shut up about the Mets already, watch the Andrew Powell Show tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on MSR Radio. That's gonna. I'll do my best to listen.
I'm pretty sure
you guys are brutal. You guys are brutal with my Mets. Come on. Give the Mets a chance.
I did give them a chance. They lost 3 games in a row. So I've asked for this.
And I just don't care about them.
Yeah.
All right.
Casey's a Milwaukee Brewer fan, obviously. I've been up in Wisconsin. But like we said yesterday,
ooh,
not a good season.
Yeah,
it's
brutal.
But anyway, also tonight, check out the KG and Figgy show. That's on 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on MSL Radio. I believe it's that time today again. It's time for my 2 cents. I actually did look up a lot. I didn't find much, though. The one thing I could say for my last 2 cents is there was a man in Florida fishing on his kayak. Smart idea, obviously. Kayak, a very narrow boat. You don't want to be on a boat like that, especially if you catch what this guy caught. This guy caught a grouper. Now, groupers, these are big suckers. But this grouper took the cake. This grouper weighed 552 pounds. Wow. I don't think he caught the grouper. I think the grouper, the report said the grouper took the rod with him and ran. So I just find that pretty fun. I hate fish. I absolutely hate fish. I mean, I'll eat tuna fish salad, fine. Other than that, I hate fish. I cannot stand them. I cannot stand fish. But that's my last 2 cents. Casey, what do you got for your last 2 cents?
All right, well, I got one comment on the tail end of your 2 cents is you have something in common with Tristan Thompson from the Cavs because he says he will not eat any fish because they eat their own poo, and that's a quote. So, all right. Now, I got a couple of things here real quick. Last week, the Jets offensive coordinator said Geno Smith was their quarterback, no questions asked. And the interesting thing was today, head coach Todd Bowles says there will be a competition at quarterback during training camp and that it's Geno Smith's job to lose. Geno wasn't having a good day today and he was missing easy throws. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the backup quarterback, did most of the work today. So that I just find that interesting because, you know, last week you're saying one thing, this week you're saying another. Now, next thing I have to get to is the Lil B curse has now been threatened to the Cleveland Cavaliers. As most of you know, or, you know, I would think you know because it's been all over the internet, Lil B, the bass god, the rapper, cursed James Harden of the Houston Rockets for imitating his dance. The wonton soup stirring, you know, this chef dance, basically. And so he called out LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, and Iman Shumpert for doing it last night. And he says, because he wants everybody to show him respect for doing his, it's, quote, his dance that he invented. So that's my 2 cents.
Damn, I just had something because you brought it up. They bought something. Oh. Casey wanted to talk about this a little bit, but I'm just going to bring up my last 2 cents. We'll bring it up again tomorrow. Kendrick Perkins, his name?
Yeah.
Kendrick Perkins said LeBron James is the next MJ. Fans, listeners, do you agree? Hit me up. Rat Ready Fanatic 2. Casey at Casey Wallach. And the show at 3:00. Is LeBron the next MJ? That will be a devil. Another topic that we'll talk about tomorrow is Pete Carroll. Which loss haunts Pete Carroll more? The 2004 National Championship game against USC in Texas or Super Bowl 49 when they were 1 yard short of the second straight title. Again, at Running Fanatic 2, at Casey Wallach, at 305 Sports and Life. Casey, thank you for being on today. And we're going to have a good show tomorrow. I can already feel it.
All right, have a good one.
All right, I guess. Thank you. This is Steven Sports Blog. Thank you all for listening. You'll hear from us again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Steven Sports Blog with Steven Erden III. Here only on MSL.